Michael Savage, Biden admin raped half the nation with FBI Trump raid, liberals cheering for fascism. By Joshua Klein on August 16, 2022. The Biden administration has brought a nightmare upon America as it dragged us into the dark ages and raped half the nation, according to conservative radio legend Michael Savage, who deemed the recent FBI raid on former President Trump's estate a violation of his Fourth Amendment rights as he slammed hypocritical liberals for cheering on fascism. Appearing on Newsmax TV's The Count on Saturday night, Savage asserted that the raid last week was more than a witch hunt. "The number one issue is that this raid is not about a man, it's about a nation," he said. "They raped the nation," he added. "They raped half the nation with this raid." Calling the unprecedented raid of a former president's home unnecessary, Savage accused the Biden administration's Department of Justice, DOJ, of having dragged us into the dark ages. "Not only are they guilty of depriving Donald Trump of property rights, but the search warrant did not contain probable cause, it was not in there," he said. "So they violated his Fourth Amendment rights, which they would afford a drug dealer from the Dominican Republic with a trunk full of cocaine, but they did not afford it to the former president of the United States." Recalling such an event from the past, Savage detailed how undercover New York cops busted drug dealers who were subsequently let off. "The trunk of their car was low to the ground, so they figure it's loaded with drugs, and they raid the car. They find 30 kilograms, 40, 60, 80, 100 pounds of coke in the trunk," right, he said. A crackpot left-wing judge throws the arrest out saying that they violated the Fourth Amendment rights of the Dominican drug dealers. Calling out the hypocrisy of those who approve of the recent raid against a former president while disapproving of those against drug dealers, Savage lamented that such was the norm with liberal lawyers throughout the country. "They defend drug dealers, but they now sit here applauding the invasion of Donald Trump's private home," he said. "Now most of the commentary I am hearing can be called puerile, P-U-E-R-I-L-E, boyish, childish. I have never seen liberals cheering so much for fascism as I am seeing now," he added. "If we look at the case in detail, we can find so many irregularities." However, Savage argued, all it's done is take people who are on the fence for Trump and coalesce them behind him. "They've just catapulted him into the Oval Office," he said, adding he fears more they'll assassinate the former president than arrest him. The conservative radio host also noted that he has never seen it like this in his entire life. "You look at the judge, you keep hearing the judge, the federal judge. Yet, he was a low-level magistrate judge," he said, adding that, as he had previously written, "a magistrate judge is to judges what military law is to constitutional law. He's not really a federal judge, he's a clerk in a federal courthouse," he added, noting the judge's shady connection to the Epstein case. Savage then called the whole situation a nightmare for America, and not just for Donald Trump. "Forget about the fact that Trump himself last night said that these documents could be declassified by him," he said. Senator Chuck Grassley went further by citing the investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's mishandling of highly classified information. Calling out hysterics in the media who are now saying this is espionage and Trump could face the death penalty, Savage claimed he cannot believe what I'm actually reading. "This is how crazy this witch hunt has become, people have become totally insane," he said. "They're comparing him to the 1950s espionage. When have you last heard this? This is insanity, it's divided the nation even further," he added. "And all they want to do is nullify Trump from running because they know he'll win in a landslide, and they've just guaranteed that he will." Last Monday, former President Donald Trump announced that his Florida home, Mar-a-Lago, was raided by FBI agents. "These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents," he said. "Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before." Since the raid, many have highlighted the double standards applied to the former president and others. Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz noted during his remarks on news media allegations that former President Trump had criminally removed classified documents from the White House that former First Lady and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton wasn't investigated, searched, or subject to criminal prosecution for her mishandling of classified information. "She wasn't investigated," Dershowitz recalled. "She wasn't locked up. She wasn't searched. She wasn't subject to a criminal prosecution. And so the shoe on the other foot argument cuts completely against her." On Sunday, former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe criticized the apparent double standard that is applied to Democrats and Republicans in investigations. Ratcliffe argued that given that double standard, the takeaway is that the Department of Justice and the FBI are the enforcement arm of the Democratic Party. On Monday, former President Donald Trump warned the temperature of the political climate in the United States had reached dangerous levels after the FBI raid, as he offered the Justice Department his assistance in cooling the simmering anger in the country. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.